Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Text from 54 to 56. I want to read myself the 54, 55, and then we will read together the 56. Amgi suryo diva prana shuklo rakotaram swarat viswatata yasal pravyas Turiya atma samam bayat. Devayanam idam prahur butva butva nupurvasa. Atma yayi upasantatma hi atma stu na nivartate. On his path of ascent, the progressive living enters the different worlds of fire, the sun, the day, the end of the day, the bright fourth night, the full moon, and the passing of the sun in the north, along with the presiding demigods. When he enters Brahmaloka, he enjoys life for many millions of years, and finally his material designation comes to an end. He then comes to a subtle designation, from which he obtains the causal designation. Witnessing all previous states, upon the annihilation of this causal state, he attains his pure state, in which he identifies with the super soul. In this way, the living entity becomes transcendental. This gradual process of elevation for self-realization is meant for those who are truly aware of the absolute truth. After repeated birth on this path, which is known as Devayana, one obtains these consecutive stages. One who is completely free from all material desires, being situated in the self, need now traverse the path of repeated birth and death. Text 56. Jayate priti devanam ayane veda nirmite sastrena chaksusa veda jana stopi namuhyati. Jayate priti devanam Ayane Veda Nirvine Shastrena Chaksusa Veda Janastopi Namuhyati Yaete Priti Devanam Ayane Veda Nirmite Shastrena Chaksusa Veda Janastopi Namuhyati.
Thank you.
Jayate Priti Devanam. Ayane Veda Nirmite. Vaishnavis. Jayate Priti Devana. Jayate Priti Devana. Yaha one who ete on this path as recommended about. Priti Devanam, known as Priti Jana and Deva Jana. Ayane, on this path, Veda Nirmite, recommended in the Vedas, Shastrena, by regular study of the scriptures, Chakshusa, by enlightening eyes, Veda is fully aware. Jana is Taha, a person situated in a material body. Api, even though, Na, never, Muhyanti, is bewildered. Translation and purport of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. Even though situated in a material body, one who is fully aware of the path known as Priti Jana and Deva Jana, and who thus opens his eyes in terms of Vedic knowledge, is never bewildered in this material world. Purport. Acharyabam Puruso Veda. One who is guided by the bona fide spiritual master, knows everything as stated in the Vedas, which set forth the standard of infallible knowledge. As recommended in Bhagavad Gita, Acharyopasanam, one must approach the Acharya for real knowledge. Tak vijanartam sa gurum eva vigachet. One must approach the Acharya, for them one will receive perfect knowledge. When guided by the spiritual master, one obtains the ultimate goal of life. Om Jnana Timiranda Asya Janam Jana Salakaya Chaksurum Militanje Natasmai Sri Gurave Namaham. Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Itinamine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Jai. Thank you everybody for coming. Thank you, Prabhus, for being here. When I was studying for this class, I really wanted to get into the text, the verses, but there is so much, concepts, like sacrifices and deva jnana, priti jnana, nivriti, pravriti marga, and so many things that is actually the mercy of the Lord, that by Krishna's mercy, Srila Prabhupada has made it easy for us to understand. You know, that the Vedas is a vast, he has a vast knowledge for everything. Basically, what is talking in these verses is the path of karma kanda and jnana kanda. Priti jnana explains Vidya Bhushan, also Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is the path of karma kanda, fruitive activities. And deva jnana is the path of jnana. Jnana kanda. All these two paths, actually, it should be removed from the path of bhakti. As explained for the old acharyas, Prabhupada, pure bhakti has to be free of all this tinge of karma and jnana. It's not that Narada Muni is trying to bring Yudhishthira Maharaj to the path of karma and jnana. That he's explaining what are the duties, occupations of what someone who is claimed to be civilized is supposed to do. But later on in the text 74, Narada Muni explains that actually the sacrifice is the chanting of the holy name. So the conversation goes, almost at the end of this chapter, Narada Muni explained, but by chanting, actually, he said, the process of chanting the holy name of the Lord is so powerful that by this chanting, even householders, grihastas, can very easily gain the ultimate result achieved by persons in the renounced order. Maharaj Yudhisthir, I have now explained to you that process of religion. So that is basically the conclusion of this chapter, because after that, Narada Muni explained his own experience, how he was a Gandharva first, he was cursed, and then he took birth as a son of a maid servant, and then after that, he became the son of Brahma. So, but basically, this is the conclusion of this chapter. It's very important to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam through the Acharya. That's why Srila Prabhupada, this wonderful purport, even that is very short, but he's emphasizing over and over and over the importance of the Acharya, to understand who is the Acharya. So, because even if we have good qualities, or so-called good qualities, even if we are able to understand the Shastras, even if we are able to do tapasya or many austerities, but if we do not the essence of the scriptures, which is being told by the Acharya, so all these soul qualities are useless, are completely useless. So this is, for example, exemplified by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in one of his famous pastimes with Devananda Pandit. So just recently, we celebrate Devananda Pandit's disappearance day. Devananda Pandit, he was very, very scholar. Is Pandit. Pandit means someone who knows the scriptures very well. He was very scholar, and he was taking vows as a sannyasi. Even though he was not a sannyas, but Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that he was very strict, almost like sannyasi, during his whole life, even when he was in his childhood. Very, very strict brahmachari. But he didn't understand the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is like butter and the whole Vedic knowledge, according to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he explains that the Vedas are like yogurt. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, after Sukadev Goswami churned the Vedic knowledge, Maharaj Parikshit was getting the butter, just the nectar that comes from the Vedas. So, but Devananda Pandit didn't understand this very important point, even though he was very, very great scholar. So, it happens that one day Srivas Thakur was passing by very close to the house or to the ashram of Devananda Pandit. And he heard that Devananda Pandit was reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam. So for a pure devotee of the Lord, in the level of Srivas Thakur, each syllable, each word in the Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna Prema. There is description of Krishna Prema. He can see Krishna in each syllable, each word of the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is Srivas Thakur. So he saw Devananda Pandit reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, and he became attracted. He wanted to hear the Bhagavatam from Devananda Pandit, even though Devananda Pandit was not a Vaishnava in that moment. So Srivas Thakur came into the ashram of Devananda Pandit, and Devananda Pandit was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And when he was listening to the Bhagavatam, he came into ecstasy. He started manifesting symptoms of Krishna Prema. He started rolling on the ground, crying. But Devananda Pandit and his students, they couldn't understand this. And they saw, who is this rascal who is crying, who is showing, is making a show, you know? And the students of Devananda Pandit, they took Haridas Thakur physically, they grabbed it, Srivas Thakur, and they threw it out. Devananda Pandit was observing this. Actually, he was leading this narration of the Bhagavatam. Srivas Thakur, he's a Vaishnava. He didn't take offenses, and the time passed by. So one day, Lord Gauranga, Nimai Pandit in that time, he was not a sannyasi in that moment. It happens that he was passing by in his Sankirtan. He was passing by close to the ashram of Devananda Pandit. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's in everybody's heart. Even that he was not told about that offense, but he knew that this Devananda Pandit offended Srivas Thakur. So he was passing by, and he saw this Devananda Pandit reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, and he went close, and he could hear that this recitation didn't have any tinge of bhakti. It was without bhakti. So Lord Chaitanya said, who is this rascal who's claimed to be a scholar, who claims to know Srimad Bhagavatam, but he doesn't know nothing? You know, who is this? And actually, Devananda Pandit, he could hear Lord Chaitanya expressing these words. And then Devananda Pandit, he didn't retaliate. He just, you know. Lord Chaitanya, he was walking. He left. And in the second time, for the second time, Lord Chaitanya again was passing by. The thing happens that this Devananda Pandit was living very close to the house of Maheshwara Pandit, who was the father of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So that happened before Lord Chaitanya delivered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So Devananda Pandit was living very close. Lord Chaitanya was passing again, and then he went out to Devananda Pandit, and he said, Devananda Pandit, you have offended Srivas Thakur. You don't know the meaning of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srivast Thakur, actually, he's a pure devotee of the Lord. And because you had offended Srivast Thakur, so you gotta suffer for many, many millions of life. And, but good fortune, Devananda Pandit took this chastisement to heart. He didn't complain. That was his good fortune. Actually, the Acharyas explained that that was like good points for Devananda Pandit. He didn't complain. So Lord Chaitanya left. After he left, the time passed by and he took sannyas. He went to Jagannath Puri. It happens that later on, Bhakreshwara Pandit was performing his Sankirtan pastimes. And Bhakreshwara Pandit came to the ashram of Devananda Pandit. It says in the Shastras that Devananda Pandit, when he was dancing for hours, for days. Even one time, he was dancing for 70 Bhakreshwara. He was dancing for 72 hours without stopping. Can you imagine? You know? Even Loka Pavana cannot dance like that. Anyway, he was dancing. And it happened that Devananda Pandit was assisting Bhakreshwara Pandit. He says that by good fortune, Devananda Pandit was holding a stick. I was keeping everybody away for not interrupting the dancing of Bhakreshwara Pandit. And when Bhakreshwara Pandit was falling down to the ground, Devananda Pandit was taking him over. He was cleaning Bhakreshwara Pandit, assisting him. Actually, that was his great, great good fortune. Because he served Bhakreshwara Pandit. That is how he got the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, after being in Jagannath Puri for some time, he decided to come back and to visit Navadvip. So he came to Navadvip, to the house of, what is the brother of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? Shastra? The brother of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He stayed in that house, and then he went to the town of Kulijagram. Actually, all this pastime happens in the town of Kulijagram. By the way, parenthesis, this is a very important point to say. In Navadvip, there are 9 islands. As we know, Nava means 9, Dvip means islands. The 5th island is called Koladvip. So nowadays, the name got distorted and is known as Kulijagram. So that place is known as Koladvip because in Satya Yuga, there was one Brahmana, his name was Vasudev, and he was doing tapasya because he wanted to have the darshan of Lord Varahadev. And finally, he got the darshan of Lord Varahadev because Kola means boar. So Lord Varaha appeared to this Brahmana Vasudev, and he showed also his form of Lord Gauranga. And he told that in Kali Yuga, he will appear as a Lord Gauranga, that he will come as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why that place is called Koladvip. And that place later on became named as Kulijagram. Gram means village, Kulijagram. That is the place of forgiveness. Like, for example, Lord Chaitanya, in the pastime of Narottam Das Thakur, there is one moment in which he deposited the love of his heart, Prema Bhakti, in the river Padma, and that Prema Bhakti, it will be delivered in the future when Narottam Das Thakur will appear and will go to that place. So the same, Kulijagram is the place of forgiveness. Anyone who goes to that place by the mercy of Mahaprabhu get forgiven of all their offenses. Actually, when I went to Navadvip, or Mayapur, that was the first place I wanted to go. I asked the devotees, Prabhu, can you take me please to Kulijagram? And the devotees say, wait, Prabhu, you want to do the Navadvip Mandal Parikram? You will go. Be patient. Anyway. But that all this pastime happens in that place in Kulijagram. So Lord Chaitanya came from Jagannath Puri after we taken sannyas, came back to Navadvip. And he went to that town of Kulijagram. So when he was in Kulijagram, he was given mercy and he was forgiven many, many offenses to all his followers, devotees, people who had committed offenses were coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this Devananda Pandit, he was very ashamed. He was in the corner. He was in the corner watching how Mahaprabhu was forgetting Gopal Chapal, Gopal Chakrabarti, and many others. And he was feeling very, very, very shy, very ashamed. And Mahaprabhu said, Devananda Pandit, come here. Come. So Devananda Pandit came and said, because you have served Bakreshwara Pandit, so you are getting the mercy of the Lord. So now Bakreshwara Pandit, no, now Devananda, now please understand what is the real meaning of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the beginning, the middle, and the end, there is nothing else than pure devotional service, pure bhakti. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for serving the devotee Bhagavatam. It cannot be understood without serving the devotee Bhagavatam. And you had offended Srivasta Thakur. But by the mercy of Bakreshwara Pandit, now you are forgiven and you will get Prema Bhakti. And please recite Srimad Bhagavatam in this way. So Devananda Pandit got the mercy of Mahaprabhu by serving Bakreshwara Pandit. But that is actually the instruction for all of us. That is how Mahaprabhu actually teach us how to understand the Bhagavatam, how to serve the devotees. By serving the devotees, we get the mercy of the Lord. And by getting the mercy of the Lord, we will understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. Like Srila Prabhupada is made very easily. Acharya Purusho Vedam, he said, one who is guided by the bona fide spiritual master. The word Acharya in this purport is mentioned many times. Because Prabhupada knows the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Like, as explained, the Vedas are like yogurt. But when we hear the Srimad Bhagavatam explanation by Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada is giving us the butter, the nectar. So that is how we gotta understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, you're gonna be completely lost. Like Devananda Pandit. Devananda Pandit, he was completely lost. Why? Because he didn't serve the devotees. Because he didn't get the mercy of the Lord. But we are so fortunate that we have Srila Prabhupada's purport. Amazing. Like I was explaining, I was reading the explanation that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Vallabhai Vidyabhushan, they give in regards to this text. And it's honestly so complicated. I gave it up. I said, no, forget about it. I want to try to go into the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and trying to see the Bhagavatam in that context. And that's how it is, you know. And these pastimes of Lord Gauranga are still going on. Because these teachings are so powerful that anyone who comes to understand Srimad Bhagavatam in a sincere mood, in a very humble state of consciousness, but can easily get the mercy of the Lord. Like, for example, I remember many years back, there were two very new bhaktas, very interesting bhaktas. And I remember it was marathon time, Sankirtan marathon. Everybody was going on for doing books, book distribution. And everybody was amazed how these two new bhaktas, very interesting bhaktas, they were doing amazing. They were doing so good. Actually, they were going together and they were going earlier, they were coming late. And then it happens, so in Peru or in South America in general, most of the devotees, they do Sankirtan in the buses, you know, in the public buses. They go, they ask permission to the driver, they go inside. Usually two devotees, they go for doing this kind of Sankirtan. So they go inside, one is in front giving the presentation, and the other devotee is in the back giving the books to everybody. And then after the presentation is finished, so the devotee say the price or ask for donation, and then the devotee who is in the back goes in front, and then he started, you know, would you like the book? Are you going to take it? He started picking up the book back. So it happens that these two bhaktas, they were in a bus station, you know, waiting for the bus to come. And when the bus came, so they both went inside. But they went inside to the bus through the front door. And they didn't see me, and I was also there. But I went inside through the back door. I was just curious. I said, Krishna, thank you. I want to see how these bhaktas, they do Sankirtan, because it's amazing. So I went inside. I sat in the back of the bus. They didn't see me. And it was so, so funny. Because one bhakta was in the back, and the other one was in front. And the one in the back was telling the one in front, who was holding his hands in the, how you say? And then the one in the back was telling, Gaura Avatar, meditate. And then Gaura Avatar was closing his eyes and looking down. And he was, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And then he was giving the presentation, and the other was, no, stop. You gotta put more bhakti. More bhakti. And this Gaura Avatar was almost crying, like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then he was, ladies and gentlemen, I am a student from the Bhaktivedanta Institute. And we're giving this presentation, this book, and then the more bhakti, please, more bhakti. And they were almost crying. And it was amazing how the books were going on. We're destroying many books. And actually, I was laughing, I was almost crying, I don't know, my emotions were all mixed up. Because it was, but what the point that I want to make is, these new bhaktas, they didn't know too much about Krishna, but they were very sincere. Very sincere. And they were doing amazing. And we can think, oh, such a bad presentation or reputation. No, because in the bus, I could see the people, actually, they were really appreciating that. And they were smiling and happy and, you know, interacting with the devotees. It's all sincerity. It's all just being enthusiastic, being very sincere. And these two bhaktas, they were successful. That's what we were trying to figure out talking with the other devotees, trying to find out how these bhaktas are doing it. They were going very early, and that was the secret. Chanting the holy name in front of everybody, you know, looking down, holding their arms like this, almost crying, and the one in the back was just giving like, chant, meditate, put more bhakti. I remember. But yeah, this is the pastimes of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. No? If we take this process very serious, Lord Gauranga will do amazing things through us. Amazing things through us. You know? How the only ingredient that we need to have is sincerity. So nobody can stop, can steal, can check your sincerity. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody can tell you, Prabhu, you are too much sincere. What is that? No. Nobody. It belongs to you. No, that there was, or there is another devotee. He actually, I wanted to spend a few minutes to glorify this, because we read in the Bhagavatam, Shanacharitamrita, the example of these great Vaishnavas, but we still now, on this movement, we have wonderful Vaishnavas. Wonderful Vaishnavas. Like, for example, this devotee, his name is Premamurti. When we were coming back from Sankirtan, and sometimes the prasadam was finished, from his plate, he was priving himself from eating, and he was giving us his prasadam. Honestly, we would say, Prabhu, come on, that is your prasadam, you save it for you. We were, in that time, we were very young. He was already like over 40s in that time, almost 50. And he was priming himself from eating, and he was giving us his prasadam. Prabhu, what are you going to eat? Don't worry, I will eat some bananas. That's it. And that was happening many, many days. Many, many days. So one day, the time for Premamurti came for getting married. So the temple authorities, they made the arrangement for him to marry. So at least that was, in that time was like this. You know? Marry arrangements. So he married. And same, some devotees were coming back from Sankirtan, there was no prasadam, or some guests were coming. He was taking these devotees to his house and giving the prasadam that his wife was cooking for him, he was giving to the devotees. I said, Prabhu, or the devotees, actually, they complained, the authorities, you shouldn't do that, Prabhu. This, your wife is cooking for you. No, don't worry. That's it for the devotees. He was so much that sometimes there was no a place to sleep for some devotees because they were coming, you know, without telling ahead, whatever. And they were taking the devotees to his house. He was giving to the devotees his bed and moving his wife and himself to another place to sleep and giving to the devotees all facilities. But he was so simple, so humble, so much. That one day, his wife went to the temple of place and said, Prabhu, this devotee is too much. Honestly, he said, this is too much. But he was like this. And he was told by his guru and by the devotees, but that was his nature. It was impossible to change his nature. So finally, in a very Vaishnava way, his wife said, Prabhu, you are a pure devotee. You know, actually, this is, you know. It reminds me of the pastime of Lochan Das Thakur. Because Lochan Das Thakur, he always saw his wife as a mother. And in this Premamurti, he did the same. His name is Premamurti. They broke out, but they still had very nice relationship. He never married again. Now he's over 60s. So great, great devotee, that one day his guru was visiting, and he was not there. And he was, actually, he was covering some service in another temple. And his guru came to that temple, and his guru told him, you know, I've been traveling all South America looking for you, and I couldn't find you. So now you are here. And his guru did, after the class finished, he went right up to him, embraced him with so much love, that his guru was crying. And said, you are amazing. And this devotee was crying. And it was amazing because the last time I went to Peru, I wanted to visit him. So he was not in Lima, he was in another city. So I called him. And he was doing Sankirtan. He was like doing Sankirtan up in the mountains in Machu Picchu, to collecting Lakshmi for going to India to see his Gurudev. And he was doing Sankirtan with Bhagavad Gita, which is really hard to collect, but to collect your ticket for going to India with Bhagavad Gitas up in the mountains. Even some people, or honestly, some people up in the mountains of Peru, they don't speak Spanish even. Because the language there is Quechua. And most of the people there, they speak another languages. Fewest people speak Spanish in the mountains of Peru. But he was doing. I said, Prabhu, how are you going to collect your ticket to India with that? Oh, that's destruction of my Guru Maharaj. He said, you know. And it's very nice. It's very nice. People are responding. See. But yes, it's all we need in this process of bhakti is just sincerity. To be really surrendered to the instruction of Guru and Krishna. Anyway, I'm going to stop here. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.